This is Breakfast with Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
It really becomes the only question if you are a cancer survivor: did you get it all? Dr. Mitra Safavi Naini is working on a new technology that may make a really big difference to that answer. Hi there.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. What is different about the kind of treatment that you're working with and how it attacks cancers?
So I really liked your opening, and I completely agree with you that with patients, we want to give them that assurance that everything has been treated. So when we talk about everything, generally, we think about the bulk of the cancer. So most people visualize tumors as this big spherical shape somewhere in their body that is attacking their body. Now, this is not an attack. This is a cell within their body that somehow there's a bug and the kill switch has been turned off. One of the best definitions that I've heard is that if you think about a normal cell self-exploding after 40 replications, a cancer cell is one that just continues to replicate indefinitely. Now, what we are thinking about, or our hypothesis that we are working, is that there are these particular types of cancer cells called cancer stem cells, that if you wanted to think about them, they're like these army generals and recruiters. We tend to attack the army. We tend to try and obliterate the bulk of the army, but we leave these critical, crucial cells behind because generally they're in the margins of the tumor. So our treatment not only takes out the bulk of the tumor, but also sends these snipers, if you like, and takes the cancer stem cells out as well. So hopefully we don't leave behind any ticking bombs for the cancer to come back.
And this is so different than chemotherapy, which is kind of like carpet bombing. We're just going to hit your whole system and hope we get it. Because this is particle therapy. How is it different?
So chemotherapy is really looking at exploiting a process. So the process is, as I said, this is not an external agent with cancer, right? It's a cell that is inside our body, and they often mutate from one to another. So with cancers that affect women, you know, breast cancer, for instance, the cancer itself can be different from the primary tumor to the metastases. So with chemotherapy, we usually exploit a process. The process can be used by what we refer to as also healthy cells. And that is why carpet bombing is a good analogy, because with carpet bombing, we are hoping the healthy cells would go and hide out and then come back and start rebuilding and survive. With particle therapy, which uses the heavy charged particles or the nuclei of atoms, it's like sending a cruise missile, and you target the tumor beautifully, very accurately. Now, again, when you think about a cruise missile hitting the target, there's this plume of dust that is raised and goes way beyond that target. So our treatment, our proposed technology, uses this plume of dust that is always there, and we send out these super clever drugs that by themselves are non-toxic. They utilize this plume to attack the primary cancer cells or the stem cells. So we are not only taking out that primary tumor, but we take out the cancer stem cells as well.
Often with these new therapies, we hear this exciting news and then we're told that it might be available in 15 years. How far are you from trials and from actually treating people?
Well, I've worked at an organization, ANSTO, which is an Australian national laboratory, and our mission is to work on translation of work. So our eye is on clinical trials, and I keep saying that our luck is going to run out at some point, but we are using two modalities of treatment that are currently approved for clinical trials. So I'm I don't want to overpromise, but our current plans are to be in clinic in 2 years. So our first clinical trials are planned for the end of 2023, and we are offering this treatment to patients that are suffering from terminal cancers. So terminal ovarian cancer, terminal stomach, liver, and our first targets are a type of brain cancer that impacts children.
Which is very rarely treatable.
It is, and I have an 8-year-old daughter, and the first time a radiation oncologist from the United States approached me, telling me that, do you realize the technology you're proposing has a direct use for these children? And he told me about this story that actually started, it made me cry, because usually the cancers that are difficult to treat, they have very vague symptoms, right? So they present themselves in a way that is very difficult to identify them. So, for instance, with bowel cancer, and humans are primed to be optimistic. When we have a headache, we don't think, oh, I have a brain cancer. We think that we are dehydrated. So with these children, usually the symptoms are around them losing slight coordination, for instance, starting to slur their words because the tumor sits right on top of the brainstem. So currently there's no treatment available to them. They respond well to a bout of radiation therapy for the removal of the bulk tumor, but the 1-year survival next to zero. So they don't survive past that 1 year.
Well, I wish you all the best with the work and we'll follow it very closely. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. Lovely to speak with you too.
Dr. Mitra Safavi-Naini there from ANSTO, a lead researcher at the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation.